Welcome to How We Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser, say a little bit more, be a bit more not restricted than our main episode. This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark or Penneys, which is your one-stop destination for holiday packing this summer. What kind of packer would you say you are?
You know me now, I'm a last minute, the night before, up till all hours. Panicking.
No, but that's when I do my best work.
Do you think?
Sometimes.
You're getting really good at packing though.
I know, I do. Like, I actually enjoy it now.
Do you?
Yeah.
You don't dread it?
Because I have a list of what I need.
Okay.
I have my outfits planned, so I know what to pack.
Perfect.
And I rarely will forget something these days.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm like, I might wear that, so I'll bring it. And then I don't end up wearing it and it's
just
taking up space.
I bring a few spares, like.
Do you?
Yeah, just in case.
Love a packing cube?
Love a packing cube.
Got lovely pink ones and Penny.
Yeah, they're really cute ones.
Like
they
how?
Blue before.
How do they work? They're magic.
I don't know. They just, it's like it's a vacuum sealed bag.
You fit so much in a packing cube.
I remember I fit like 25 bikinis in one.
Should.
Yeah.
Compared to if you just put them in your case, they take
They take
room.
Up the whole case before. Yeah. The literally whole case.
No, love.
And the little suitcase is not a Penny's phone.
They have massive
suitcases. I saw one that's like quilted.
Oh.
Yeah. Really nice.
Like the feeling of it? Like
No, it was like a picture of it. It was like diamond shape, kind of like, it looked like. Yeah.
Wow. Like I thought you were going to say there's one with diamonds.
No.
Give me.
Not yet.
Not maybe one day.
Maybe they need a leopard print. There probably is one.
There definitely is a leopard print. Probably. I need to go.
Yeah. I need to get all the little minis now before I go away. Mm-hmm. My socks and my jocks.
Socks and jocks shop is the best shop.
You ever just come home with none though?
From your holiday?
Yeah, no socks and jocks. Yeah, just, anymore.
Don't know what happened.
It's disappeared. But I love them.
Love.
So make sure to pop into your local Penneys store to check out all the gorgeous bits from the latest summer collection or see what's in store beforehand as well with your stock finder. You can literally go in and know what you're looking for exactly.
That's the good thing about it. My mom's obsessed. Yeah.
Really?
Obsessed. Oh. Did you know that you can check what's in the shop? I'm like, yeah, mom, yeah.
No, it's so handy. So rant of the week is where we get to give out about something that's happened to us recently, something we're annoyed about, something that makes literally no sense or like anything really. So we asked you to send in your rants too. So this week we're going to listen to two listener rants.
I love a rant.
Same.
They're just so minor.
It makes me not feel dramatic then.
Yeah, just minor things that are so funny.
Hi, Charlene and Ellie. I'm writing in with a rant that I could redo your overall opinion on this issue. Mm. My rant is about social media birthday posts / shout outs. Why do people care so much about them? And why do people take offence when you don't give one? Recently, a friend had a birthday and I was the only person in the group that didn't give her an Insta shout out post. I love how she's calling it a shout out post. There was no bad intent behind this. I hardly ever use social media. I don't have a big following anyway. I feel like she's making a big thing out of nothing. I can't be arsed with silly arguments. She needs to grow up. Anyway, what are your views on social media birthday posts and shout outs? And do you think she's in the right to be offended? I should mention that I never give anyone shout outs. So it's not as if I've left her out. I would really love to hear her thoughts on this one.
This is like a real thing. Like people are genuinely offended if you don't get one. Like
I know.
There's people that I'd like expect one. Expect one off. You know it's coming, kind of thing.
No, there's people though that I know aren't really into social media of my friends.
Okay.
They'll just text me.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'd rather a text. If it was picking between both,
I'd prefer a text.
Yeah, because anyone can stick up a pic, like
stick up anything and just share it.
And it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'd prefer a text. It's more meaningful, I think.
But then there is people like you're like, well, I would give them a birthday shout.
Yeah, so but would they give me one back?
Or like, why aren't they giving me if they didn't give you one? Mm. You know what I mean? I love a birthday post.
Do you?
And Quiva always texts me whenever I say, wish them happy birthday. She's like, you love a birthday post.
Love a birthday
post. Wish everyone and their nanny's dog happy birthday.
I love it though.
I love it too.
Like, it's cute to do it. Like,
yeah. It's just like, but like, I think it's nice to text as well.
Mm.
Not just to be like pun up.
Yeah, I don't think have I? No, I don't think I've ever done just a like Instagram thing.
Share out, yeah.
Yeah. And not text.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Or if you do it on Instagram, then send a text maybe. Like I wouldn't be writing everything that I'd say in a message on the screen to post.
Yeah, true. I feel like she can't be offended, like, especially if you're not into social media. That's not you. As long as you wish her a happy birthday. You cannot be like, why would you not post this?
Yeah.
I would never be annoyed at someone for not doing that.
No.
If they didn't wish me happy birthday or do that, I'd be like, well, that's kind of rude.
Yeah. To not do either.
If they were aware it was my birthday and were just sitting around. Like,
yeah. And if they're your friend, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you did wish her happy birthday, so.
Yeah. I think she doesn't have the right to be offended.
Do you think she just values him?
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Like, maybe in her head, like the girl whose birthday it was, she'd value an Instagram story over a text, maybe?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the fact that, like, other people will see it.
Yeah.
She's more worried about, like, oh, everyone's going to know that she wished me happy birthday.
Yeah, maybe she's putting too much value in the eyes of other people. And social media as well, in general.
Yeah.
I think she can't be offended at all. I really don't. I don't see any reason behind that.
No.
If she's like, you're... No, even then, I'm like, no. You can't be annoyed. She's not into you on social media. You can't force someone to be just for your birthday.
Do you think for your birthday, if I didn't put up at people would think we're fighting?
Probably, yeah. People thought we were fighting before, remember?
So funny.
Yeah.
I was asked about that last night, actually.
Oh, who did?
Someone asked me. They were like...
What'd you say? Are you fighting?
Yeah.
Probably because I didn't go... You didn't come to Nashville.
So was that, all a rumour or did you just actually...
Oh, sorry, when we...
Yeah, when we had the break.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, was that all a rumour or did you just actually, like, fall out? Or he was like, was it for publicity? I was like, yeah, it was publicity.
Yeah. Yeah. The most clickbait clip ever. I feel like we would have said if we did. Oh, fall out.
Had a fight.
Yeah, we'd say it in the podcast, like...
Yeah. This is what we fought over.
Yeah.
This is how we got over
it. This is exactly what it is.
I'll tell you now.
I'll tell you exactly all the deets.
Yeah, I don't think she has a reason to be offended.
No.
Or annoyed.
And I think, do you reckon after like a certain age you stop doing birthday shit?
Definitely. Yeah.
Aww.
I know. But I think you do. Or maybe they just get lesser. Like, I love making like a video reel.
Oh, yeah.
I love making a whole like...
Yeah. I remember I used to make flip-a-grams.
Yes.
Is that what they were called?
I think so.
But would you post it on you'd post it on their Facebook for their birthday?
Shut up.
Yeah, you would. So remember. And it was like a little, like a picture slideshow. Because you wouldn't really have, I think you didn't have videos back then.
We just posted pictures of everything.
Yeah.
If I saw a video of myself back then, I'd be like, ooh, what is this?
You know me and Queen Ryan, I just got a flashback. We went to her room, dressed up. In like, oh, it was off. I was wearing flower leggings, but I make one on and wrote the name of these two boys that we fancied on our foreheads and done a photo shoot. I'm pretty sure we post them on the internet.
What?
And tagged them in.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's like witchcraft or something.
I know.
What did you write there?
It didn't work anyway.
What did you write their names with?
Eyeliner.
Shut up.
Yep.
Do you remember the names?
Yep. And I will not be saying it on this.
And you posted it?
I swear to God. I'll put it on the Home and Drink stories if I can find it.
I need to see this picture.
I was wearing a feather boa. But yeah, we did tag them, I'm pretty sure.
Just like,
yeah. Yeah, all sorts of poses, like, God knows what.
And tag them to be like, what? Look at me.
We're actually freaks.
No, that's so
absolute funny. Freaks.
The next rant that we have then says, hi girls, I have a rant dilemma in one. For context, I took a gap year last year between school and college so I could save up and get a car. I work 32 to 38 hours a week so I can pay my own way, as well as being in my first year of college 5 days a week. My rant or dilemma is I feel like my family are very disrespectful or ignorant to me being in college. I work most evenings after college as well as handing in every one of my assignments on time and passing every exam or assignment to date. This took a lot of hard work, but my family don't realise this and pick fights over things like I'm never home or I don't do washing or silly little things like this. The thing that is really annoying me now is it's exam season. I have 4 exams, I'm stressing out over them and I feel like my family are going out of their way to make as much noise as possible when I'm trying to study. For example, my dad and brother will watch the same match in opposite rooms but will shout to each other that it was offside or a card, or my dad will take phone calls right outside my bedroom window where my desk is because it's the best signal. I feel really alone and feel like I've no support. I put a lot of effort into getting into my course as well as balancing everything and I don't get anything back off them. My brother is going doing his junior cert this year. My mum has been telling him to get off the Xbox and do a bit of study. Her own words, exams are very important. While there's me trying my hardest to do well and I get nothing back. Any advice on how to get them to not even care? Any advice how to try to get them to not even care? Just have some respect when I'm trying to study. Also, I live almost 3-hour round trip away from my college, so it's really So it's not really possible to go up there every time I need to study. And I also feel like I shouldn't have to. I know the first year of college isn't really that important overall, but I know it will be. I know it will be the same every year as it's the same for my Leaving Cert. I feel really disheartened, and I see my friends' families happy that they're doing well in college, and I feel like I've no one to share mine with that will care. Sorry about the long message, but I need to rant and ask for advice at the same time.
Aww.
That's so sad.
I know.
If anything, like, should your family not be proud of you doing college now?
I know.
My mum would have loved to see me, like, studying and doing exams and going to college and all. I feel like she'd be bringing me up cups of tea and stuff. Like, that your family should be supporting you along that journey.
Exactly. That's not so fair.
Why are they trying to make it hard?
I know. Maybe they don't realise, like...
the importance.
How important it is to you. Or, like, not that it's excusing how they behave, but, like, they think, oh, she's grand. Like, she couldn't... Because usually, like, when you're the older sibling, like, see the way the boy's getting, like, oh, exams are important, blah, blah, blah. Like, they get like babied, but they kind of think you're grand if you're a bit older.
Yeah, like she's fine. She doesn't need us to pay for her. Like.
Yeah, but then picking fights doesn't make sense either, saying she's never home. She works 32 or 38 hours a week as well as college.
And her college is a 3-hour round trip away.
Yeah, it would be nice to have a bit of
support.
Support, yeah. Or like, I don't know, maybe someone can do your washing for you, or like they can take turns and doing it for you. Like,
helping you, like.
Yeah. You're just trying to do well, and I think you're literally, she's paying her own way as well. First of all,
Bula bus, yeah. Bula bus.
But that is really, really hard.
What would you do?
It's possible to go study, I don't know if the library is near you, but study there instead.
Or like,
I always found the library better because my family are so fucking loud. But my walls are just paper thin, like, but
I feel like studying at home as well, it's like,
so many distractions sometimes.
But your own stuff. Yeah, your home, like it's your comfort place. You nearly don't want to be doing stuff like that.
No, that's true.
Like I could have never did homework. I had to do homework, like the after school homework thing.
Yeah, true.
Because I wouldn't do it at home.
That's true.
I'm chilling, like that's my safe space. I don't want to be doing homework.
No, that's true. And you like, remember studying in my bedroom before you go, like from your desk to your bed. And like, that's meant to be
just
like
lying there, like
quiet space.
Yeah.
It's just like, becomes all this stress. So maybe it is about going to
a library
even after college if you can. I know it's like probably it might be out of the way or something, but if it's gonna help you getting on better with
Like, you shouldn't have to leave your house.
No, you shouldn't have to at all. But no, we're not saying you have to, but
if that's the only option. Or like what are those places you can rent, like a WeWork place, do you know those buildings? Or like,
yeah, true,
but that's money.
But a library is free. The college one is free.
Yeah. Would you say it to your mum and dad?
Yeah, maybe you could even, if you go to the library, be like, I'm actually going to start studying in the library because I can't study here anymore. Like, it's just so loud. And like, maybe it is about just having a breakdown to them.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you to have a break, but like, maybe been like, I just really feel like you don't.
They might see the seriousness in it.
Or anything I do.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the type of thing that when you start saying it, you start crying. But then they might be like, fuck. She actually is really upset. Like,
they'll see that it's affecting you. Like,
I think sometimes people are wrapped up in their own lives to realise that
maybe what's going on.
Exactly, and to realise that she's stressed and she's doing a lot of work. And I don't know if her parents have gone to college, but like maybe they don't realise the extent of how hard it is. Like, but I think a library
might be your best bet.
Yeah, and let us know any updates as well, because I feel like you'll just feel more peace in somewhere quiet like that.
Yeah,
just like a quiet zone in general. If I was you is where we get to give you a very honest and raw advice about what to do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence or give maybes or ifs, and we have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma. So it's very honest. These are all sent into our email address. Again, it's homewaredrink@goloudnow.com. This is today's If I Was You. Hi girls, I've been in a relationship for nearly 3 years and we've been living together for the last year and a half. One day I just got this urge to look through my boyfriend's phone.
Oh no.
I know I shouldn't have, but I had a snoop on his phone and saw he was looking at porn.
Oh.
He always treats me so well and always makes sure I'm happy. I'm just wondering if it's just the thing lads do while in a relationship and I just brush it off, or should this be a big no-no? But how do I bring it up when I was the one who checked his phone?
We talked about this before, didn't we?
I think.
So, put yourself in her shoes because you're in a relationship. If you were picking up Dano's phone to do whatever.
That could happen to me before. No, it's not.
Excuse me, something stuck in my throat. A hash brown.
Oh no.
Go on. Yeah, right. Happened to you before?
Yeah, I forgot it had.
With Daniel?
No, with Dom. No. It's years and years ago. And I never said that.
How did it make you feel in the moment?
Sick.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just sick, because you know that people do it, but it's like when you see it.
Yeah.
I didn't go through the phone, I happened to be on the phone. Because I don't know what I was doing, but I didn't say it. And I could have actually said something, because especially since I wasn't snooping through, I just had the phone.
Yeah.
And I was like going on to Google or something. And yeah, just I think it's one of them things you have to just grin and bear. If they're not signed up to someone's OnlyFans, most men will watch porn.
I'd say 99% of them.
I don't know why I didn't say it. It's very unlike me.
I'm only realising now, it's very unlike me.
Yeah, I think especially because he went through his phone. It's like, what can you...
His thing will say, well, why were you looking through my phone? Yeah. It's going to come back at you that way.
Depends how she feels about porn, but if it was me now on Dana's phone, I probably would say.
Would you?
Yeah. But also,
what would you say?
Yeah. I don't know. It would just be upsetting. And maybe you could tell him that it was upsetting to see. And I think that you can also, but just be prepared that he can be annoyed for you for looking through his phone.
True.
Because he'll be like, why would you even think of that?
Yeah.
That's the worst of it then. Is it starting an entire drama for something that we know men do anyway?
Yeah. Are you bringing up a fight? Yeah, that.
If he was texting a girl, if he liked girl's picture, if he'd done everything else towards someone, yeah, obviously say it. But porn, it's just, is it one of them things like that?
That we know is going on, but we just.
Yeah.
Throw a blind eye to,
Yeah. Girls watch porn too.
Yeah.
So maybe. Is it just something everyone is just
doing, but no one's
talking? Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's, the big thing out of this is he's going to say, you really were snooping through my phone.
Yes. And also, look into the reason why you did go through his phone. What made you pick it up if he is so lovely to you and
your Dano just
treats you well? Oh.
Because he texted me last night.
Oh, yeah.
And I sent him a selfie.
What did he say?
He goes, selfies not. Oh, God. He's a funny man. I think he's just going to say about snooping through the phone.
Yeah. I think if it's really still annoying in a few days and you feel like you need to say it to get it off your chest and you can't act the same with him, then say
then
it.
But
I feel bad telling her not to say it because I'm like, I don't... But it's not excusing him, but
Yeah.
Anything else I wouldn't turn a blind eye to, but I think when it's...
Porn is just one of those things.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh.
I think the older I get, the more I'm like, oh, it's literally a video.
Yeah, it's not that deep.
No.
Like you said, it's not a it's not a personal thing.
Thing, exactly.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think if you feel the need to say it in a few days, then say it, don't say it now while you're still fresh from seeing it.
Yeah.
You can send your dilemma or first world problem or rant to homeordrink@golearnnow.com. New episodes of Home or Drink Extra Juice come out every Monday and our main episodes are out on Wednesday. Thanks to Pennies for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, Pennies. We love you.
We love you. Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are listening on. And we'll talk to you soon.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.